Often we live out our Christianity with the expectation of what we will get out of it. But Jesus set the example by actively doing the will of the Father. Brian Nelson of Sat 7 joins us to talk about it tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, friend, for joining us as live from studios located on the campus of First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. One of those practical life issues is serving the Lord, and that's our focus tonight, is on serving the Lord. Brian Nelson is a part of the ministry team at Sat 7, and Brian, it's great to have you back with us on the broadcast.
What a delight to join you again, Don. Thank you.
What a privilege, and good to have you with us from the Eastern Seaboard, or shall we say the Eastern Time Zone. Tell us a little bit about your testimony, how you came to Christ, how you've been serving Him, since we're talking about serving Him, and even how that led you to serve with Sat 7.
Sure. Well, I am in my early 50s. It's been more than 45 years now since I came to know Christ. My dad led me to the Lord after a Sunday evening service when I was not quite a kindergartner, so it's been a long time, and I was privileged to grow up in a strong Christian home. And I have to tell you, Don, I became a little bit of a church brat. Somebody who you know, ran around the church building and on and in one of those kids that many people loved to loathe because you felt like you owned the place. But the Lord has been, since my teenage and college years, kind of chiseling away the joker and shaping me more into somebody who has a kingdom-driven disciple. And so it's a process. I think it's a process for all of us. But I'm honored to be a part of the team at Sat 7 and involved in building the kingdom of God daily.
And we love the ministry of Sat 7. They are reaching out to the Middle East and North Africa, especially using satellite television and most recently interactive internet, reaching into places like Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia and other places like that, just having an incredible impact for Christ. And a lot of people think that those countries are closed to the gospel, Brian, but a lot of people are coming to Christ in those parts of the world.
Yeah, we hear stories. You mentioned Iran, that in places like Iran and Afghanistan and other parts of the Middle East where the governments are restrictive,
yeah,
the people's hearts are wide open. And in Iran, the Church of Christ, and by that I mean of Jesus Christ, is growing more rapidly there than in just about anywhere else in the world. So it's amazing to consider that we'll have revival in countries where missionaries are not allowed, but the Spirit of God is alive and well.
So there's obviously a need for people to serve the Lord regarding those countries, and you have a great team of people, headquarters located on Cyprus, an island in the Mediterranean, but reaching into all of those various countries, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, and even into Jordan and Egypt and some of those others. And in North Africa, you might talk about some of the countries in North Africa. Touch on those.
Well, we're seeing a lot of fruit right now from our team that is stationed. They work from their homes in Algeria and Tunisia, but a lot of fruit from that area. Earlier this year, in talking about one region of North Africa, I think the country was Libya, there was a Christian leader who told one of my colleagues at Sat 7 that they're seeing fish jump into the boat. So what that means is that fishers of men, people are rapidly coming to Christ in a place like Libya. And in Morocco, we hear from where a couple of years ago, a taxi cab driver told one of our producers, there are no Christians in Morocco. We have such a response from our viewer support team, which interacts with and disciples viewers off air.
That's a fantastic word, and we'll be back.
We're over 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live, and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
So good to have you with us on Encouragement Live tonight, friend. I'm Don Hawkins, and what a joy it is to have with us tonight Brian Nelson. Brian works with Sat7, great ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, and Brian is telling us about serving the Lord. And we're using a different telephone number tonight. We usually use an 855 number. Tonight we're going to use 469-213-7412. And you'll be able to dial that number. And our wonderful team of people, Chris and Cora and Danny and Rodney and Riley, will take your call. And we'll get you on the air with a question or comment for Brian tonight as we talk about serving the Lord. And Brian, you've picked a theme verse for us to discuss tonight. Introduce us to the verse and the account, the familiar account, I believe, in which it's found.
Yeah, for sure. And this came because I was thinking about my wife, Tracy, who is just a hardcore servant. She is energized by her ministry in a couple of different ways at our church. And as I contemplated that, the Lord reminded me of John 4:34, in which Jesus said to the disciples, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." Amazing verse.
It certainly is. And this verse, Brian, comes out of a context in the Gospel of John where Jesus was incredibly busy, was very active in doing the will of his Father. Talk about John 3 and John 4 and the people Jesus was witnessing to.
Yeah, in the early part of John, Jesus, you remember the story of Nicodemus who came and he had this question about how can I be born again?
Yeah.
And he just didn't really understand what Jesus was talking about. And so he said, how can I, you know, be born again? And am I supposed to go back inside my mother? And he didn't understand that. And then he meets the woman at the well. Very beautiful story where Jesus basically, he's doing what he shouldn't do, speaking to a Samaritan woman at this well, and he says, "I have living water, and if you knew who you were talking to, you would ask me for water." And she wasn't understanding him at all either, but he told her everything that she was trying to hide about herself, and she was so amazed that Jesus could read her mail in that way that she ran back into the city saying, "You've got to come and hear about this man who told me everything I ever did." And into that, right after that, the disciples come back up to Christ. They were not there during the conversation with the woman at the well. And they're saying, "Let's get something to eat." And he says, "I have food that you don't know about." And again, they don't understand what he's talking about. But he says then my food is to do the will of my Father and to accomplish his work. And he would spend the next 2 days doing just that in that city after the woman ran into the city and said, "This man told me everything that I've ever done," and he ministered there for the next 2 days.
So, and really an incredible account of an entire village of people, a majority of them, coming to Christ because of the testimony of this woman. And they went out to hear Jesus. And then, as I recall, Brian, they wound up telling her, "Well, now we've heard from him, so we're believing not just because of you, but because of us and seeing Jesus who was doing the will of the Father." If you want to call us with a comment or question tonight on serving the Lord, 469-213-7412. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
CrossFlix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
CrossFlix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat 7 makes the gospel available in the Middle East and North Africa. Whether it's 24/7 biblically based programming is viewed on satellite television, online streaming, or video on demand, Sat 7 knows from viewer response that people are coming to faith in Christ and Christians are growing in their faith. Join with Sat 7 to make an eternal impact in the region. Visit sat7usa.org/radio to learn more.
The people of the Middle East and North Africa are familiar with hardship and struggle, but Sat 7 gives the hope of God's word to the hurting and broken.
Sat 7's new president, John Cernelia.
Our vision is to see a growing church in the Middle East and North Africa, confident in Christian faith and witness, serving the community, and contributing to the good of society and culture.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. Toni King on her book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Back with Brian Nelson tonight on Encouragement Live, the number 469-213-7412. That's the number for phone calls if you'd like to call us with a question or a comment about the ministry of Sat 7 or about serving the Lord in general. Maybe you have a question about how God may want you to serve, maybe about your spiritual gifts. Brian and I would love to talk with you and pray with you about those things. Again, 469-213-7412. Our theme verse tonight from John 4, verse 34, where Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." And Brian, as we unpack this verse, what do you think is the key idea the Lord wants us to take away from this in the context?
Yeah, I think the key idea here is that Jesus, who is our great example, took enjoyment. He received nourishment from doing the will of the Father. That was his activity of building the kingdom of God. It was activity that he spent his own energy on, and I think many times we consider how it's going to be draining, how activity and serving in a church, we might miss out on something, or we'll lose something. But for Jesus, he was energized. He received food and nourishment spiritually by doing the will of God. Just an amazing thought if we can really latch on to that.
Really is to think about that he was energized. When you're expending energy and yet you wind up with energy, and maybe some of you have had that same experience in serving the Lord. You know, I think about an old song from years back, and you probably remember this, Brian. There's joy in serving Jesus, and I think there is a lot of joy in that. But I think there's a contrast between the approach Jesus took in doing his Father's will and what a lot of the average American churchgoer does today. It seems like we've developed almost a consumer mindset where we go to church and we're there, but we're really looking for what we can get rather than what we can do to serve.
Yeah, I see that a lot too, Don. I know in my church there's a lot of good people who are serving. There are still a lot of people. It's a big church. A lot of people who show up for the service, they go in, sit down, soak it in, and leave, and they're not serving. And so millions are focusing their church experience on being fed. In fact, I've had friends who left one church and went to another because they said they weren't being fed through a sermon. And I personally know many have done that, but you know what? My question is, like, what are you talking about? Like, we can be fed and receive energy from serving in the church. And of course, we should be partaking from the buffet of Scripture on every day of the week as well. It's important to be a part and to soak in and have good teaching.
Yeah, I think you're hitting a balance that we desperately need, and the balance has swung in the direction of consumerism and, well, I'm not satisfied with the preacher. He's not really, quote-unquote, feeding me, when maybe he is feeding, and maybe you just have a lot of indigestion because you're not exercising. It's interesting, part of a healthy physical diet, Brian, involves both exercise and eating nourishing food. And so if we're getting a lot of spiritual nourishment, we're being taught biblical truths, and we're not putting those into practice and serving, we're going to have spiritual indigestion, don't you think?
I think you're exactly right. And what happens in life happens like what happens in the kitchen. When we fill up on junk food, we don't feel so good. We might think that's what sounds appetizing to us, but we eat the wrong things and we don't feel so good. But what Jesus was teaching us here in John 4:34 is the right appetites, the right nourishment. You're going to feel so much better about your life and your purpose.
We want you to be nourished. We want you to be fed spiritually. I'm thankful for the privilege of feeding our people good spiritual food at the church here, First Christian. But we've got a group of people who serve. In fact, they work together with our children, Brian, to put together a wonderful birthday celebration for my wife and me. We were not born on the same day, but they decided to split the difference between us and had the birthday party today. And to be honest with you, we've all had a little more birthday cake than we probably should have, so we can relate to what we're talking about. But I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve the Lord tonight, and that's what we're all about here at Encouragement Live. That's what Sat7 is all about. And friend, you can be a part of the service of Sat7 through your faithful prayer support, through your generous giving, by finding out what's on the website, sat7usa.org. Learning more about that ministry, or even by calling us tonight with a question or a comment. The number we're using is 469-213-7412. We'd love to hear from you about your service to the Lord and whatever questions you may have on the subject as well. So, Brian, let's talk about how to relate this insight that you've just shared to our experience as a part of the Christian family in America today.
Yeah, I think a lot of the times we have these, while sermons and those meetings and feedings are valuable, it's important that we sit in under good teaching in church. It's not the entirety of our Christian lives, our church lives. For Christ, for Jesus, as he mentioned in John 4:34, serving was energizing. He was spiritually encouraged and built up and strengthened by actively doing the will of his Father. And so I ask, why aren't we? And quite often, Don, I think it's because we may just have the wrong appetites. We're hungry for things of this world, and we're so focused on this life that we're not really feeding our spirits and really living, Jesus said, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And I think that should be our prayer, that we have this appetite to do and build his kingdom every day, and we'll be energized as we do that.
We want to extend a challenge to you tonight, friend. If you are not actively in some way serving the Lord, doing the will of the Father, and Brian has just underscored that word doing, we would love to talk with you about it, maybe some ways that you can do the will of the Father in serving as the Son, the Lord Jesus, did. 469-213-7412. We'll not keep you on the line long, but we'll get you on the air and talk with you and pray with you and encourage you. Brian, what are some specific ways that maybe people haven't thought about that they can be involved in doing the Father's will, in serving the Lord here in America?
Yeah, I mean, your local church is really the starting point. And again, I'm going to talk about my wife here. She's been involved in children's ministry. This is an area where many parents or people, they just want to get away and have that peace, that 1 hour where I can sit in the service. At our church, we've talked about going to one service and serving in one service. So we have multiple services. Attend one, serve one. My wife is so in love with serving in children's ministry that she's there from 7:30 in the morning until about 1:30 in the afternoon, all morning long. She loves it. And in fact, when they close down the children's ministry and she is forced to sit into a service, she's always wondering about what's happening. You know, that happens on a holiday every once in a while. And so she can tell she just feels out of place. She is so energized by serving. And I see people who are active in serving in our church, and that's the attitude. They love it. They love what they do. So I think our church is the number one thing. But look for opportunities in your neighborhood. I'm on my HOA, my Homeowners Association board. That's a great outlet for me to be an example of faith in my neighborhood. There are a lot of ways we can do that at work, or we can do that in our daily walks and just serving the Lord in some way, shape, or form. And it doesn't have to be that you're on staff in a church or that you have a seminary degree. The Lord has called all of us to be in service in building his kingdom day in and day out.
Yeah, what a great point. Again, we're talking tonight with Brian Nelson about the subject of serving the Lord. Develop your spiritual gifts, find out a place to serve. And as you told us about your wife, Tracy, Brian, I couldn't help think about, I believe it was Phoebe in Romans 16. It said she was addicted to the service of the saints. Isn't that an amazing statement? Addicted to the service of the saints. And
I love that. And you know, Don, I just heard this week about a young man named Elias who's from Gaza. And we've seen the pictures on TV where the place has just been destroyed. More than 80% of the buildings are in rubble.
Yeah.
He and about 100 other Christians have been staying at a church there. And they've been doing this for 2 years. And he's worried about Christians fleeing Gaza for safety and supplies. And so he said he's committed to staying so that he can build the kingdom of God in a place that's only 1.6% Christian. That's a desire to serve, no matter what it costs him.
Remind us his name again, first name.
Yeah, his name is Elias.
I want us to pray for Elias right now. Lord, thank you for this testimony about Elias, who is in one of those troubled parts of the world right now. We do thank you, Lord, that at least to a degree, peace has broken out in that part of the Middle East. But Lord, we pray for this group of believers that Elias is a part of. We ask you, Lord, to sustain them, to protect them. Lord, there are people being shot there by Hamas. And so I pray for protection on Elias. And I pray that he and his comrades, as they faithfully serve you, might be protected. And Lord, I just ask you to encourage their hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to learn more about what's happening in the Middle East and North Africa, including Gaza, again, it's amazing, folks. Go to that website, sat7usa.org. I'd like to encourage you to do that as we talk tonight with Brian Nelson. Let's talk to Michael, listening in Illinois tonight. Michael, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question is in reference to Matthew 24, and where Jesus speaking to his disciples, and they asked about his return. And he basically said, at least to me, that the return will happen when Israel blooms, when there is a fig tree that blooms. And it's also in reference to... excuse me. Can I call you back?
You sure can. You call us right back. We'll get you back on the air. I think you've got a fascinating question. It sounds like a little situation has come up. One of the exciting things, Brian, about live radio is you never know what will happen. You may use a different phone number. You may get calls that get interrupted from time to time. And maybe some of you would like to call in and talk with us. 469-213-7412 is our number. It's not a toll-free number, but it will put you through, and you will not have to spend a long time with us. Again, we want to encourage you to pray for Elias, Lord, about and in the situation about Gaza and what's happening there, and encourage you to visit the website. That website, again, sat7usa.org. There are accounts there of what God is doing in the Middle East, what God is doing in North Africa, and ways that you can partner with this great ministry. And I would encourage you to consider and pray about your part in praying for this ministry faithfully and looking for an opportunity to give in support of this ministry. Sat7usa.org. We'll be back.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away: your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com and the link to webinars. hisfaithfulstewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
Saji Lucas grew up in South India without Christ, but when he trusted the Savior, his Hindu family disowned him. His witness brought his entire family to Christ and led to the founding of Mission India, which trains hundreds of village missionaries each year. For a free copy of Saji's biography, Transformed for a Purpose, and to learn more about Reaching Indians Ministries International, visit remi.org. That's remi.org.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And thank you, Steve. And tonight we are using a different number, 469-213-7412. And we would love to hear from you tonight. Michael may call us back in. We'll address his question from Matthew chapter 24 at some point. And it's always fascinating, Brian, to talk about these areas of prophecy and see some of the developments in the Middle East, especially right now, in light of God's promises to Israel. I want to go back and unpack some of those insights that you've developed out of the account of the woman at the well in John chapter 4. You mentioned a number of things, including living water. Talk to us about those things.
Yeah, the living water, you know, Jesus was talking in symbols here, and he said that the woman's at the well, there's actually physical water there, and he asked for a drink, and he said, and the woman said it was improper for him to ask her for a drink. But he said, you know, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for water, and I would give you living water, and you will never thirst. Of course, he's talking about the gospel.
Right.
That will be the true satisfaction for us today, and of course for people throughout the world, including the Middle East and North Africa, where Sat 7 works. So it was the gospel that Jesus was offering her that would give her eternal life. She would stop searching, and she had all these husbands and exes in her past, and she would stop all of that and start down a path that is satisfying. That's what he was talking about.
Mm.
And then after that event happened, the disciples arrived, and they wanted to eat. they wanted for Jesus to eat. And he said in Matthew or in John 4:34, my food is to do the will of the Father. So again, he took nourishment. He took an energy from the action of building the kingdom of God, doing the will of the Father here on earth. It was energizing to Christ. And my question to myself as I look in the mirror is, why do I not often seek that kind of energizing involvement in the building of the kingdom of God like Christ did? He had such a good example, and it's a good thing. But Jesus loved people, and he loved doing the work of God, and he didn't care sometimes about stopping for dinner. In fact, he had just lit the fuse on a woman at the well who enthusiastically ran away and said, "You've got to hear about this man that I just met.
Told me everything I've ever done, and could this be the Christ, the Messiah?" And sure enough, it was. What a marvelous story. What a marvelous account this is. And you know, Brian, as I think about it, and you point this out as well in the material you've prepared, that Jesus was not fasting. He was not going hungry. He was simply saying, "I am energized. I am strengthened by serving the Lord." And I think your colleagues at Sat7, who are located in North Africa, working out of their homes, and those who are working in the island of Cyprus in the studios there, those people are energized in the same way. And when people partner with Sat7 by faithfully praying for them, by giving to support the ministry, they have a part in that ministry as well, correct?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, you talked about our team members quickly. I have to tell you, we have about 20 Iranians, people who were born and raised in Iran, who then left. They moved. They live on Cyprus now, where we have a studio that beams into Iran and Afghanistan. They work for that channel, and they're cut off from their families. They can't return. One of them had their father pass away, within the last year or so, and they couldn't go to the funeral because they've committed to the joy of serving the Lord through satellite television. So they're all in. And last year, when Israel's jets were bombing in Beirut, Sat7 has a major studio in Beirut. Just a couple of miles away, buildings were being bombed by Israeli jets. But our team of people that work in Beirut they recognized this is a moment of opportunity, and they actually intensified their work. They didn't abandon the studio and seek safety somewhere else. They came, some of them, to live at the studio and to do more live programs, to intensify their work, because they saw that as an opportunity to make a ministry impact. So when you talk about our team members there, they're doing this. John 4:34, Jesus' food was to do the will of the Father. They're doing this in very sometimes difficult circumstances.
Boy, we need to be holding those people up in prayer, those Iranians, 20 of them on the island of Cyprus, and those who are working inside the area that was being bombed, and God protecting those people, God using those people. May we faithfully support them in prayer. May we support them financially. Again, the web address is sat7usa.org. And our number for a question or a comment, 469-213-7412. Talking with Brian Nelson of Sat7, and Bob is listening in Massachusetts tonight over life-changing radio. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Don. Is it okay if I call you Don?
It certainly is. I hope you would.
Please, thank you. Well, Don, I'm 79 years old, going on 79. And I've been following the Lord many years, at least 50 years. And I used to be a real joyful person with following the Lord. And fellowshipping with other Christians, and I gave 3 years of my life at a Christian school for on a job that nobody wanted to have, but the church that I was attending was praying for someone to take the job, and I took the job. So they told me that it was answered prayer. And I've been giving to the Lord's work for many, many, many years. I don't even know exactly how many years. And I also have a tract ministry, and I'm you could say I'm pretty well homebound because I'm practically crippled.
But you know what, Bob, let me just jump in here and say, you may be homebound, but it's obvious that you have not allowed being homebound to stop you from serving the Lord. And by the way, you and I are close to the same age, my brother, so I can resonate with what you're sharing with us tonight. And I know, Brian, it encourages you to hear some of the ways that Bob's been faithfully serving the Lord down through the years.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, he reminds me of my parents who just turned 80 late this summer. So they're about the same age. And we always talk about living a life of purpose. They served, like Bob talked about, in their church and in so many different ways. But even now, even if you're homebound, there's something you can do to build the kingdom of God, whether it's writing letters to your family that bless them, or even just praying as an intercessor is a way for you to build the kingdom of God and be involved in doing his work of service in some way, shape, or form. Every day we wake up is a day of purpose that the Lord has ordained for us.
And it's a day that we can again say, my meal is to do the will of the Father. And Bob, I know that's your heart. And Brian, would you lead us in prayer for Bob, and especially since he's homebound, to pray that there would be people who will reach out to him and serve and encourage him?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Bob, I am so grateful for your call. Father, we are grateful to you for Bob and the life of faithfulness that he has talked about. Lord, that's a testimony of service to you. And I know you're blessed and that you continue to bear fruit in the seeds of obedience that he poured out into other people. Lord, I pray that you would surround him with a sense of your presence tonight in his home, and that you would even in the next few days send people his way that will encourage him. Somebody to say thank you for what you've done. Lord, that he will not just sit back and be satisfied in what he's done, but in what you have done through his obedience. And ultimately, when we're involved in building your kingdom, we know it's just a cry for you to work through us, and you do. You're faithful to do that. I believe you've done that through Bob, and yes, I pray that you communicate your blessing to him in a real way tonight, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Bob, you said you had an additional comment you wanted to share with us. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I've had chronic pain throughout my body for 45 years, at least 45 years. And I lost the joy that I used to have, the joy of the Lord. And I have a lot of quite a bit of anxiety at night before I go to bed. And I was just wondering if you could pray for me.
We certainly will pray for you about the pain and the anxiety. Yeah, let us do that. And then, Bob, I want you to stay on the line. I want to send you, are you sighted? Do you have any problems with vision? What's your...
No, sir.
Okay,
no.
Good. I want to send you a copy of my book, Never Give Up. I think it'll encourage your heart, but I want to pray for you. Lord, thank you, Lord, for Brian's prayer for Bob, acknowledging and celebrating his service to you. And Lord, Bob has shared with us that he's been in a great deal of pain for a long time, and somehow it's robbed him of the joy of the Lord. I think of Nehemiah 8. It says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so I pray that you would strengthen my brother with his many years of service, that you would let him know even tonight that you care about him and that you can give him grace to endure the pain. Lord, you've told us to count it all joy when we fall into various testing. And I pray that the trying of his faith might produce endurance, that you would use him to reach out to encourage others. And Lord, I pray that you would bring people alongside Bob to encourage him and strengthen him. And Lord, I pray that you would just supernaturally bring relief from his pain and give him grace for every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. name. Thank
Amen.
You, Bob.
God bless you, Bob. Let us hear from you again. Keep in touch with us and stay on the line, okay? We're going to get your address, and I'll copy that book in the mail. Well, you're a blessing to us. Set7USA.org. Again, that's Set7USA.org. Learn more about this ministry. Pray for this ministry. Support this ministry. And tell others about the ministry of Sat 7. And again, we'll be back in just a moment after these important messages.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary, and you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. Tonight on Encouragement Live, we are talking about serving our Lord, how Jesus said, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me. Ryan Nelson has been providing the encouragement tonight. He works with Sat 7, their website, sat7usa.org. And Chris, a part of our production team, has told me that Michael's question, Brian, had to do with the day and the hour of the Lord's return. Matthew 24, of course, talks about Israel in the land, and we look at the events that have happened there. But the scripture there says we may see signs of the times, but the day and the hour, only the Father knows. I know you're familiar with that passage.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and it's one of those things that we can. It's, what I think is interesting there is it says not even the angels in heaven know, and so it's a well kept secret. But what I love about that is that it really is meant so that we would be faithful every day, that we would look for every opportunity to, as Scripture says, redeem the time because the days are evil. That we would focus our attention on building the kingdom of God and make that what we're hungry for. And then as we develop those appetites, we will take great joy and satisfaction from doing the will of the Father, just like Jesus did.
And that's a great reminder that, again, God doesn't give us the date because He wants us to make the most of every day. I love that verse from Ephesians 4 you quoted, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And the Lord made a reference similar to that right there in John 4 when He talked about the fields being white unto harvest. And as I think about the ministry of Sat 7, that's one of the things that we're seeing play out in the Middle East and North Africa.
Boy, people are so hungry for meaning, for purpose, especially as they suffer and have government conflicts and wars and economic disasters. There's naturally this questioning of why or what's the meaning of all of this. And We see broadly across the 25 countries in the Middle East and North Africa that Sat7 channels serve, that hearts are open to considering and hearing about the love of God. There's one man from Iran. He's an adult man who reached out to us earlier. We learned earlier this year that that imprisonment of Christians in Iran has jumped sixfold and persecution has intensified.
Wow.
But this man named Erfan, E-R-F-A-N, Erfan, he called and he asked us to send him a copy of the Bible, which we can send electronically. And he said, my friends keep warning me to be careful because of what I share with them, Jesus. But he says, as a teacher myself, I firmly believe that through these teachings, my town and country can be transformed.
Wow.
So he sees a field of that's white to the harvest. He sees people who not only need but want to know about the love of God in Iran.
You know, I just heard yesterday or today on the news, and you may have heard this, Brian, that persecution has intensified in China. And, of course, the underground church in China has been strong and vigorous, and it seems to go hand in hand with persecution. You have told us that Iran is basically a country right now where many people are coming to Christ. And here is a man, Erfan, who is claiming his country for Christ, who really wants to see the gospel transform the entire country, and yet persecution is continuing to grow there. I'll be in India later this year, and persecution in several provinces in India, several states in India, has led to Christians being killed and houses being burned and churches being destroyed, and yet Christians are thriving where there's persecution, which leaves us with a responsibility to serve them in every way we can, don't you think?
I agree. I mean, we can support them when we find ministries that are working in their areas, and we support those ministries. It's hard for us to go to Iran. It's hard for us to go to China in a ministry capacity. But we can support those who are well-positioned to do that, and ministries like Sat7, and whether we support them with our time in prayer support. Prayer is a huge way to contribute financially. Yes, ministries like Sat7 need financial support to continue. That's one way to do it as well. Not often are we able to go there and serve, but we can use whatever God's given us to support those people.
And we can tell others about it. Maybe your missions committee at your church, maybe you're in a church like Brian that's a fairly large church, multiple services, there's a missions committee. Let them know about Sat7. Tell them, hey, I heard about this ministry where people are coming to Christ in Iran and in Iraq and in Afghanistan and other parts there, and including North Africa. Let them know about it. Point them to the website, sat7usa.org. You can be an ambassador for this ministry and tell them about, you know, they're ministering in Arabic and Farsi and Dari, touching people in, what'd you say, 20 countries, 21 countries?
25.
25 countries. All right. Just an amazing ministry. Again, the website, sat7usa.org. Very important. Now, we've talked about the joy of serving the Lord. We've talked about the fact that Jesus considered it like food, like superfood, I would say. And I suspect, Brian, there's some other passages that underscore the joy of serving our Lord.
Yeah, there's a few. I love, you know, David, who is described as a man who is after God's own heart and wrote many of the Psalms. It says in Psalm 63, verse 5, my soul will be satisfied with you as with fat and rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. And then he also wrote, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I love a passage from Philippians chapter 4 in the New Testament. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, said, I have learned in whatever situation I'm in to be content. And in some passages or some translations say the secret to contentment. And it is, whether I have much or little in every circumstance, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as we think about making the action, the doing of building the kingdom of God. As Jesus said in John 4:34, my food, what nourishes me and energizes me, it's he that gives us the strength to do those things. And I love that verse from Philippians 4.
That's a powerful verse and a reminder again that whatever our situation, God can empower us in serving him. And I think again about Bob, who called us earlier tonight, Brian, and how he, because of his pain, has had the joy of the Lord robbed from him. I think that maybe tonight this might be a turning point for Bob and for some others who are home and focused on their pain and what they're going through. Maybe they start looking for opportunities, maybe to send out a note, a card, maybe send out an email. We have a lady in our church here who's 90 years old, and I just received a note from her today, very kind note, just thanking me for my ministry to her. And, that was so encouraging. And Bob could be an encouragement to people in his church family. He could perhaps reach out to family members and maybe even have a ministry to grandchildren or great-grandchildren. I suspect that you may be getting close to the age where you'll have some grandchildren, if you don't already, Brian, and that'll be a great ministry for you and your bride, Tracy, to be involved with, especially with the way she loves those children at church.
Yeah, I look forward to those days. We're not there yet, but they're coming, Lord willing. I do look forward to those days, and like I said, I believe that every day is a day of purpose, that the Lord has put us here for a reason. And I think one of the things that the enemy of our soul, Satan, does quite frequently to keep us from accomplishing those purposes is send us some kind of discouragement so that it keeps us from having any real motivation to reach out and be an encouraging blessing to somebody. Mm. But I tell you, nothing feels better than being an encourager. Send joy in some direction, you experience it as well.
And that's what this program is all about, Encouragement Live. And I would say tonight, maybe the message that God wants some of you to get as a result of the conversation Brian and I have had is that God wants you to look for ways to encourage others. You know, there's a sense in which, Brian, all of us have certain things that we're afraid of. We're afraid of getting older. We're afraid of pain. We're afraid of illness. We're afraid of these things. And encouragement, in the middle of that word, is the word courage. It's right in the middle of encouragement. And I believe that encouragement is the internal process of helping people overcome their fears by giving them courage. And so I want to encourage our listening family tonight to do two things. Number one, look for a way, as you learn more about Sat7, to encourage those people in the Middle East and North Africa who are having an incredible ministry. I think of Irfan, who really wants to transform Iran. And then, was it Elia is his name, I believe, in Gaza, who has those people in... Elia, yeah, has those people in, couldn't read my writing, didn't know what accent to put on the right syllable. But Elia, pray for him and those people in that church in Gaza. And go to the website and learn more about Sat7. And then look for opportunities for Wade. Maybe be an encouragement to your pastor tomorrow when you go to church. Instead of just saying, good to see you, Pastor, say, you know, Pastor, you've encouraged me and I want to encourage you. Look for that opportunity. Brian, you have been an encouragement to me tonight. I want to tell you that firsthand, and it's been a joy to have you on the broadcast.
Always an honor to be with you, Don. Thank you for your work.
Well, it's a joy, and it's a joy for us to partner with Sat7 and to tell you about the ministry they're having. Again, reaching out using satellite television, which cannot be blocked. Some of you are wondering about that. Also, the internet, where they are able to interact with people in these countries, both in North Africa and the Middle East, and broadcasting in Arabic and Farsi and Dari, and having an incredible impact. I suspect that probably, Brian, there are a lot of stories about people's lives transformed on that website, correct?
Absolutely. There's a story page where you can just look at what we do, and there's a stories page with lots of testimonies from people who've been impacted by Sat7's ministry.
Go to that website, sat7usa.org. For everyone who's been a part of this program, I'm Don Hawkins. Thank you so much for joining us for Encouragement Live.